He is, in fact, a large weasel.
He's a giant marten.
Yes.
I stoked them.
Okay.
I don't know. By the sounds of their life expectancy, it might be easier being a marten than a stoat.
Listen.
Speaking about easier being marten, because he's not in this podcast.
It is pretty easy being a marten.
Why don't we get to this week's episode of Reflex Save?
Yes, please.
Now, I have been nervous about this ever since I read this module to this point.
Oh, you've been nervous about this. Yes. It must be hard to be the dragon.
Who do I kill first? No, there is a lot of moving parts to this this part of the book, so I want to make sure I get it right. That being said, I think we just go for it. Do you guys remember how we ended last week?
We saw the dragon was incoming.
Mm. Yep, in the town of... Oh, what did I see the thing? Caer Dinaval. Yeah.
Dinaval.
Mm. And we entered the castle.
Caer Dinaplate.
And we successfully convinced the townsfolk to seek shelter, I think, as well.
In fact, you were midway through finding a lot of people evacuating to the care itself. So people were still in progress making their way here. You were given two more experienced members of the town militia to be at your service, as well as a number of different militiamen which are lining the parapets of this care. You've taken up position, and it looks like here, initially you'd spread out, but given that you knew that the Shardalan Dragon was to the south, somewhere over East Haven, you are all on either one of the two southern parapets. There's a left and a right one, an east and a west parapet, and you guys were split unevenly among them. Woden and Carnelian on the, I'm going to say, eastern side, and Sveta and Horatio on the western side.
And we're either side of the gate, yes?
Yes, so you can see, and to be clear for people listening, I've set this map up on the map we did use originally for Caer Dinaval, but I've taken all the walls out so players can see sort of the entire area. And there's two maps, there's an upper level and a lower level. I can move you between them as needed. And there's also the basement level too. There's a bunch of civilians essentially in the gate coming in, being directed by militiamen and the two more experienced heads of that sort of squad. They're ferrying in things, mostly food or water or medical supplies or anything that might be helpful. But now that the dragon has appeared I think I said 300 feet away, if I remember correctly. I'm going to say it's 300 feet now. To the south, everyone is beginning to panic and rush as the dragon's coming directly up their backs, effectively heading into the care.
Cool.
With all that being said, you've got a huge dragon flying in. You've got panicked civilians rushing for safety, being directed by panicked militiamen on the ground. The wings of the dragon beat and the wind currents almost sweep you away. Roll for initiative.
Oh boy. Shit.
I cast Wakanda Shield over the care.
Oh, baby. I cry out, make every arrow count!
They're bolts, not arrows.
Well, technically.
It was a reference and you've ruined it.
You've ruined the reference. Okay, let's clear off a little bit of this initiative from the last time we had it. Carnelian.
19.
Sveta.
8.
8. All right. Horatio.
14.
14, not bad.
Wording. Thanks.
18.
18. Okay. Nice. Okay. That's not bad all round, to be honest.
Thanks.
I said all round. Everyone rolled. Considering. So that means the... No. Carnelian. You are first up. This dragon is flying in at the moment from the south towards the care. It is around 300 feet away. And I'm going to say it is another 100 feet in the air. Do your Pythagoras wisely.
100 feet in the air.
Yeah. How high are you? Coming in steeply.
What's the range of a longbow?
600.
Carnelian's going to move over to Woden and cast the other arcane secret I picked up this level. Shh. Haste!
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. So, for those not in the know, haste grants a willing creature within range, so the range is 30 feet, double speed, so he can move twice as fast with a single action, plus 2 to AC, advantage on dexterity saving throws, and an additional action on each of its turns, but the action is limited, so it can only be used to make a single attack, so can't multi-attack with it, dash, disengage, hide, or use an object. And when the spell ends, the target can't move or take an action. It basically loses its next turn as they get, like, as the spell ends, as a sort of, like, a time is catching up with you effect.
Mm, okay. Oh, so it just gives you your next turn straight away, essentially, with some caveats.
Oh, no. This lasts for a minute,
but
it's concentration, and at the end of the duration of the spell, you essentially can't move or act on, in this case, Warden's next turn.
Okay, cool.
And this is why it can only be done on a willing creature, because otherwise you just, like, cast it on somebody and then instantly drop concentration and they lose a turn.
Yeah, because it's when the spell ends, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And Carnelian is then going to move away from any of the holds, the arrow slits, so as to not have to worry about the breath weapon.
That means it would be Woden's turn.
Shit. You've thrown a spanner in the works. This changes everything.
It's still at long range, so...
Alright, so I might just... So I think I said at the end of the last episode while we were preparing that I conjured a longbow as my pact weapon. So I'm going to start popping off towards the dragon.
Yeah.
In my second range increment,
okay,
with my longbow. So
that will be disadvantage.
Okay. I have to move this out the way. I'm so nervous.
You're risking it without the the dice roll.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how doing two at once and they would go, oh, fuck.
Should have used it then.
With advantage.
Disadvantage.
They're trying to sneak that one.
Okay, with disadvantage, I rolled a 1 and a 5 on the die.
Natural 1.
So no. Natural 1 is a 9.
I don't care what it is. At that point, natural 1 is always going to miss, my friend.
Okay, so that's shot 1.
Yep. The arrow, I guess maybe you're nervous. You've heard this thing roar as it passes overhead, as it's coming in. And you release a little bit too soon.
Cunny and Lincoln see that Woden's just shaking. He's like, there's a dragon coming in hot.
Yep.
So I think I get with haste 3 shots because I have 2 usually.
Correct.
Okay, so here we go. Number 2.
Using the dice tray.
That is with disadvantage a 12.
A 12. Okay. That is a miss.
All right. Final one. Same. 12.
Miss. So the dragon, I mean, you've not, as far as I know, at least in this adventure, fired a longbow before. And this dragon is bearing down. Even though it's 300 feet away, you take some long, long shots at 320-ish feet away. You take some long, long shots at it to try and start, you know, picking out some damage. But it is unaffected.
Shit.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll just hold.
Horatio, it's your turn.
I would like to hold a spell. Ooh, it's a risk. He's pretty far away, actually. He is pretty far. But I'm going to give Sveta. I'm going to give Sveta a little pat on the bum.
Oh.
So you're going to move over to Sveta?
Yep. Yeah. Best of luck and all that. Cast guidance on her.
Okay.
And just generally stand around, trying to maybe, if you'll allow it, I might try to calm some of the townsfolk and refocus some of the militiamen.
Roll, okay. What do you say to do this?
What the fuck do you say? it's a tough one. I'm going to...
the dragon doesn't look that big.
how about I do this for you? First, roll an insight check.
Okay.
You've got a couple of the militiamen with light crossbows that are on the parapet with you.
Okay. Insight was 13.
13, okay. You look around as you step up and pat Sveta on the butt. And you can see that, like, of the two on the parapet with you, They've got crossbows raised, but you can see them shaking. The crossbow is just shaking all over the place. There's not a clear aim. What do you say?
Gentlemen, compose yourselves. It may seem like an impossible task, but harder things have been achieved before. And you are not alone. We will get through this together, and you will have stories to tell.
Make a persuasion check.
Plus zero, 14.
14,
not bad,
okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
On a plus zero. I'm not the most charismatic dude.
That's a good roll. That's a good roll. So you speak up, and are you standing still near Sveta at this stage?
Yep.
In the middle of the parapet?
Yep. That smacked her on the bum mid-speech.
So you're seeing these two militiamen, they're holding their bows up, and you can see them both take a deep breath and try and set themselves on the parapet, and they steady their aim.
Cool.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to do? I'm going to insist that you move to where your final placement will be.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to move. Can I just give a rousing speech then? See ya!
Well, also, you've done a few things here, so remember you've got 30 foot of movement. And this
I do
is
indeed.
A pretty big area.
Yeah, I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to hold the line. Stab here with the crossbow.
So you'd move to the middle. Can you see yourself?
I see what you mean. Yeah, because yes. I've moved 20 feet to Sveta. Yes. I'm just going to stay by Sveta's side.
Okay.
Stay right there.
Thank you. That means, Sveta, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my shield and the mace and cast as a bonus action Shillelagh on the mace, so I don't have to do that later.
Yep.
And I'll just wait because I can't do anything. I'll just... Continues.
Crack your knuckles.
Okay.
Flicked some of the dead skin off the mace from before. but just, stand beside Horatio.
No problem. So you are now standing side by side behind these militiamen who have their bows ready.
Yep.
You've got your shillelagh out. You've got your shield out. It is now the Shardalan Dragon's turn. It starts sweeping towards the castle as it bears down. It drops to... roughly about 50 feet in the air, and it moves another 120 feet closer. I'm going to say it is now... what did I say, 300? I'm going to say it is now... let's say an even 150 feet away from you guys. It's gotten much, much closer.
Moving.
It is moving fast. But at this stage, it doesn't seem to do anything. However, you can see as it's on its approach, it's coming straight up the center towards... towards your care, and it is opening its mouth, and you can see this bright light emanating from the mouth itself, almost like it's shining out of it. The militiamen, they all try and fire their crossbows, but at this range, then none of them hit. They're too nervous. However, you see them reloading, the ones that you saw. They're more calm about their reload. You can see, they're placing it properly. You can see them take a deep breath and cock their crossbows, and then they retrain their shots, and the dragon is now closer. Carnelian, top of round two. It's your turn.
Thanks, Callum. I wish this bastard was closer, but oh well. Carnelian is just going to move up. How far away did you say it was?
It is about 160 feet, let's say. Factoring in Pythagoras.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I actually did. So 50 feet high and 150 feet away is 100, effectively 160.
I was perfectly right.
Oh, because that what you said?
Following? Yeah, 160.
Oh, okay. Coming down 45 degrees.
He's coming in.
Carnelian's just going to take a shot with his crossbow.
Okay.
I somehow don't know about 15 to hit.
15 is a miss.
Dang. Is it a miss, or is it like a plonk off of like tough exterior?
It's a plonk off of tough exterior. So I will say for Woden's benefit as well, you did actually hit the Shard of the Dragon, a couple of it, but it was a glancing blow off of its scales. All right. Anything else you'd like to do, Cunningham?
Yeah, Cunningham. I'm just going to relocate over to this side of the tower. All right.
Woden, it is now your turn.
Okay. Can I ask a question about the top of the castle here?
Yep.
So we're on a parapet on either side of the gate.
Yeah.
between the parapets, is it like an enclosed room? Or like, if I was to get to Horatio, would I run across the roof or would I go through inside?
Yeah, so for your benefit and for the benefit of people at home, I put you on the second floor of this building. And this, if you remember at all, is sort of this roof line of the cab. It's kind of semi-enclosed, but it looks outwards through the arrow slits. It's got some open air space. Everyone on that map is on the ground floor. It's just representing that they're coming in under the gates that are in the middle there. But you can run across there to the other parapets if you wish.
Can I see them from where I'm standing?
I'm going to say all the doors are open. So from where you are standing, you can't see them, but you can see sort of other crossbows being loaded and pointed up at the sky on the other parapets. But if you wanted to make a clearer line, you'd have to move back towards where that door is. Get that line of sight.
Yeah, okay.
It is quite a distance, remember, as well.
Remember, you can, like, shoot and then move. So you, or you can even, like, move, shoot, and move, particularly with the haste spell. You have a lot of ground you can cover.
This distance here is about, 70 feet in between both parapets that you are in the south there. That sort of bridge over the gate is about 70 feet long.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do is tighten my Yeti rug that's around my chest, around my neck.
Yep. Gloriously flapping in the breeze.
I'm going to cast Fly on myself. And I'm going to fly up in the air. I'm going to say probably 20 feet up in the air and 20 feet towards the dragon.
Okay.
Which will put him in my first range increment.
Alrighty then.
Do remember that the double speed applies to applies to your fly as well.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far out from the care.
Yep.
So now I'm going to pop off my double shot. Oh wait, I don't have
disadvantage.
I don't have disadvantage. You have disadvantage. Anymore, okay, I'll roll those again. That is a 23 to hit.
Nice.
First scored hit on the Shadowlin Dragon. You may do your damage.
All right.
Falls from the sky.
Turns out it's made of papier-mâché.
The Hawkeye Go from the Dark Souls, the first Dark Souls expansion.
10 points of piercing.
Okay.
Second shot.
It is magical. Does piercing.
Magical piercing.
Magical piercing, that is important.
I did play with someone that played in Azmir and they added like an innate racial ability to their attack damages. Does yours do that too? Or is that...
They might be playing because they've redone Azmir since whatever the recent books are.
Mordekaiser's Guide to the Monsters of the Multiverse. So,
yeah, probably. But I'm playing the quote OG. Legacy one.
Right.
The OG.
Yeah,
do you have the plus one to your the greater weapon? The greater packed weapon? The
I
one
do
that gives you plus one to attack and damage rolls.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Cool.
Second shot. Oh, 19 on the die for
nice,
a 27.
Also a hit.
Here we go.
Two arrows fly true after the first one you sent to yourself.
Not as much damage, 7 points magical
seven
piercing.
Points. Okay.
I'm imagining your bow looks like those ghost bows from Skyrim when you summon one. Kind of like not really.
Oh, the bound lighter. Weapon.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Bound weapon, yeah.
It's like almost the height of me and it's like kind of rippling like sort of like a dark smoke off of it because it's kind of like ethereal a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're being levitating with like one knee bent and the other one
extended
straight down like an angel.
Yes, with a Yeti rug.
And a Yeti forms wings behind you. You're flying, but it was like a crossbow, so you put the crossbow down and like just pull it up to reload. It's like, wait a minute.
Don't you also have a poke hat?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing a poke hat.
Did you attune to it?
I would say so, because I've had it for like 24 hours now.
Yeah. The Mitter of Disguise.
I might have to make an artwork request, Jen.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to need that.
Just me flying towards this dragon.
Yeah. Pope hat, Yeti, bow.
A gun on his hip.
Gun on the hip, yeah.
Not just any gun. Yeah. An alien laser pistol.
You're a bizarre angel.
Actually, and with the rest of my movement, which is doubled, so I have a fly speed now, I'm going to go back sort of hover near Carnelian, but still in the air.
So you did this... You sort
Sorry.
Of did a little...
Oh, no, I cast Fly.
Fly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, hang on. cast fly and you attack three times.
No, I only attack twice.
The second attack, so the haste attack, you can't use multi-attack. It just has to be a single weapon attack.
Oh, okay. We'll take the seven off, because that was the second one. Sorry.
Okay. All good.
Off the podcast.
Guys, I was trying to cheat.
Okay. So at least one of the... But no, you still got an attack off, and it flew true for you to do some damage. First blood on this dragon. After that, it is Horatio's turn. You can see the soldiers that you spoke to do seem to be calming down after their first shots went wide.
Yeah. He's in range now, brothers. Fly free.
And now, actually, are people still coming in under the gate?
Yes, they are.
Shit. Can I cry out? Everyone get down!
All right. So you run off to the side, maybe?
Yeah, just sort of towards... Like, let me get the ruler out. Someone's out.
I'm going to say you can see over there.
Okay, if I can just get it somewhere along there.
Yep.
I'll go towards the edge. Probably about there, I guess. Yeah, just at the edge of the tower that I'm on, the Sveto, the southwestern tower. Yes. And just looking down at the center where the gate is. Because the Shardlin dragon is basically approaching, like, due north, straight up the guts, right?
Yeah, you're south. Yeah. You're looking south on this map.
Yeah, and it's heading north up towards...
It's heading... Correct, yes.
So I'm going to just cry out for everyone, basically, just to take cover or hide or make themselves small as best they can.
Okay.
I might... Still a little far out. I'm reluctant to hold a spell even at this point. I think he will hit within range, but I don't know.
Okay.
Can I just do a quick look at him, if you'll allow it, just to try and get an idea of his flight path? Like, is he like flying like dead true, or is he like any natural variance to his flight pattern?
Okay. Can I get you to roll? I think I'll let you choose a perception or investigation. I think perception. You're trying to make inferences of something based on, like, where it is positioned. I'm going to say it's going to be an intelligence-based check. I'm going to go with investigation.
You got it. Oh, Pangus. 13. I'm not rolling well, Callan.
As far as you can tell, it is just coming straight towards the care. There doesn't seem to be any other variants that you can make.
And just as a quick follow-up, when Woden hit it, did it flinch or move in any way? Did it alter its course?
Not that you could see.
Okay. Actually, if you'll allow it, just for a bit of fun, I'm going to go to the nearest... where are we? The nearest crossbowman.
Yep. As long as you got the movement, yeah.
Yep. I think, yeah, should be fine. And I'll go up to him and I'll say, "Brother, here. The power of Kalimvor guide you." And I'll cast light on his crossbow.
Oh, okay.
Try and trick him that it's somehow imbued with power.
Nice.
As it glows with light now.
Reminds me of Michael Jordan with the water bottle. He's giving away to all the Looney Tunes in Space Jam.
Oh,
he's like just pretending water. It's something special.
Yeah.
I really didn't know Horatio knew the placebo cantrip.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor, right? That's true. Okay, so the light radiates off of this bow, and you can see the militiaman standing there with the bow. She's like,
"Strike true, brother. Kalimvor believes in you."
Sveta, your turn.
All right. It's in 150 feet
it
away?
It is, yes. No, 160.
160, yeah.
Our experience with Shardalin, would we know what its weaknesses might be in terms of elemental magical...
You haven't really done a lot of study of this thing, but I will allow you to take a Arcana check if you'd like to.
I'll try.
You can certainly try.
I'm around someone that's smart, so hopefully I can soak that in.
Oh, thanks.
18. Thanks. 18.
I was waiting for you to say, I was talking about the crossbowman.
Oh, no. Fuck that guy.
Okay. The only thing, it's a really good roll.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You would suspect, without you haven't been able to really study Shardalin in too much depth, you would suspect that magical weapons would be the go here, though, if this is as powerful a beast as Zardrok was going to unleash on the Ten Towns. You also suspect that it might be conditioned for cold weather, But more than that, it's very difficult to tell in terms of weaknesses or immunities, I'm going to say. However, it's quite quick, and that open mouth is giving you a lot of concern. Dragons, very famously, use breath weapons.
Mm.
And from the scorch marks that you saw in Goodmead, would lead you to believe there's very concentrated heat of some description.
He's firing the laser!
I know!
Yeah, just... Oops, I should have said.
What do you want to say?
Oh, no, it's because the pattern that he basically cut like quite a narrow line in the room. So I was just going to say, if he's flying dead straight, just get everyone to dive out of the way of the center of the gate. Because he's got a... It's like basically a freaking laser, so...
What's the width of it, though?
Well, not... That's the thing, I don't know, but still, it seems like it's going to be aimed at the center of the gate. Just a thought, we'll find out in about 60 seconds.
I do want to cast a spell, but I would like to hold off until it's in range, because you have put it just out of range of everyone except for Woden.
Perfect. Look at what you've done.
Okay, so what I'll remind you, make sure we're clear, if it's a cantrip, all good. If it is a leveled spell of some description and it doesn't go off between now and your next turn, you'll lose that spell slot.
That's okay. It's going to be Moonbeam.
Ooh,
Moonbeam!
Because I looked at the Cold Lightning spell and I actually hate it, so... Moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's definitely a range there, I'll tell you.
120.
Okay. That means, if that's all your... That's a full turn?
Yep.
First things first. All of the nearby militiamen let loose their bolts. I'm going to say pretty much all of them miss. However, I am going to give the militiaman that you gave that inspiring glowing weapon to a chance.
Yeah.
He has one shot. One opportunity.
Strike true, Marshall.
Marshall! How did he know my name?
Come on, Marshall, Mom's spaghetti.
Unfortunately, Marshall's accuracy, he's blinded by the light, and he misses. But he was the closest out of all the militiamen so far. You see him swear to himself slightly and set another bolt. The Shardalan dragon comes tearing straight up the middle towards the cairn. First thing that happens before anything else, Sveta does come within 120 feet.
Excellent. I'm casting Moonbeam at third level.
Okay.
Boom. Really, really glad it came close.
Okay.
Can you please...
Die.
It's basically like just this pale moon like shaft of silver light coming down onto him on a 5-foot radius.
Awesome.
Piercing through the fog and the clouds over Icewind Dale, that's perpetual. This like, shaft of light.
Yeah, like the light before Mr. Bean drops to the ground.
I didn't expect that, but I get it.
I was trying to be all fantasy and epic, but you know what? Mr. Bean is now on the back of a Shardalan dragon. What do I need to roll?
Direct Bean hit.
I'm sorry, but I have to say it. You cast Moonbean.
Moonbean! So whatever damage you did is now bludgeoning damage as this man falls from the sky.
Can it be magical bludgeoning? it's a bad choice. but can you make constitution save?
Constitution save. Okay.
It's not going to go well.
Is it save for half or save for full?
Half as much on a successful.
It's all right.
Okay.
I mean, if it's Moonbeam or nothing at that range for you, I assume.
Moonbeam.
I think this is going to save. It's well over 20.
Yeah, look, it was a long shot, but...
Don't target constitution. Good to know.
But I will say, though, so this is does half. What kind of damage are we doing here?
This is radiant damage.
Okay.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the Bean Christmas special. Thank you. Jenny, may continue.
That's 22, right? Can you check out my math? It's pretty bad. I'm thinking
17 plus 5, 22, yes.
22. Okay. 11.
That's still pretty good.
Pretty
good. So, good roll.
What I will say, so that you're aware, the beam...
Is it a shape changer?
No.
Okay. Not a doppelganger, guys.
Thanks, Fena.
You're welcome.
Just turns into a tiny doppelganger in the sky and goes, oh, shit!
worth checking.
Oh shit.
Oh, damn it. They found me out. So, the moonbeam lances down from the sky. Mr. Beam falls, unfortunately, too early and misses the dragon. The dragon flies through the lancing light. And you can see it shrugs off most of the attack. And, as an additional, it doesn't seem to be as affected by radiant as you would hope, even from that.
Fuck it.
Right. Mm. Well, at least we have one more man on the field.
That man is dead. He fell from the sky.
The wild cutthroat. He survives the drift.
Yeah. He survives it.
That's not
he
how that
stands
works.
Up.
Okay.
As Teddy.
However, the Shardolan dragon flies forth straight up and ends up. I'm going to say, so you guys know, he's going to end up overhead on the map to your north. On the way. Should be able to see the Shardolan dragon now on the map.
Oh shit.
On the way, emanating from his mouth, that radiant energy bursts forward in a beam, almost like some sort of Dragon Ball Z beam struggle, hitting all in a line straight up towards the cat. All those people in its path have to make a dexterity saving throw, and I'm going to give them advantage because Horatio warned them to duck for cover.
Clutch duck.
Clutch duck.
Okay. And. I might run out of D8s.
Oh. I see what you did there. Actually, no, I didn't. That's good. Never mind, he's not doing a damage roll. I thought he was flexing. It's just a lot of people, never mind.
How much is it? I need one. No, this is a damage roll.
He is flexing, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to remove some people from this line.
Oh no.
From this world.
I'm just going to delete them. They're gone. A row of people get scorched. Some do jump out of the way just in time. Only be left on the brink of death, but many fall to this radiant beam as it washes over them. Clearly, this is radiant damage, some sort of radiant breath weapon.
Oh, I didn't recharge it, did I?
You just hear as it goes past. Thanks.
Everyone make me a... No, okay.
Question quickly. The scorch mark. So, where exactly, or could you like roughly show where it hit? Where it started and finished?
Yeah, sure.
And how wide was the light of the beam?
The beam.
Radiant damage beam.
The beam was about 5 foot wide, and it started just below and ended up right at the castle gates.
Which castle gates?
Sorry. The inner castle gate. So it washed over the inner castle gates in a line, scorching on the ground. Anyone underneath that direct parapet did get some cover, and some of them did survive, but quite a lot did miss. I would like everyone to do me a favor.
I don't like the sound of that.
As it flies over, I would like you all to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
But what if I don't want to?
You die.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
One.
Nine.
Okay. Sveta.
22.
Horatio.
24.
Ooh. And Carnelian.
16.
Okay. All of you except for Woden are able to resist this sort of presence that the dragon exudes. However, Woden... You go to, you're sort of hovering there in the air, and as the dragon passes, you're tracking it with your bow, and you get ready to draw another arrow. But its presence causes you to pause and stop, and you are fascinated and fixated on this dragon. Effectively, right now, you are charmed by it.
Oh dear.
Which means you will have some stuff on your turn. Carnelian, it is your turn.
How far away is
Oh my.
Okay, so Carnelian, Carnelian would like to move up in between the two. And what he's going to do is he's going to start... would Carnelian recognize that, like, he had to, like, resist something just there?
Yes, all of you felt a presence wash over you, and your willpower is what got you through.
So Carnelian is going to pull out his viol and is going to start playing Counter Charm.
Okay.
So anybody within 30 feet who can hear Carnelian gets advantage on fear and charm effects.
I'm going to assume that means ongoing saves for charms as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Hell yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
All right. That's why you bring a bard to a dragon fight. Anything else you'd like to do?
Do I notice any difference? Being able to see our flying warlock, can I discern anything is wrong with him? Or like looking around, can I see like if anything is wrong with anybody who might be affected?
Roll an insight check.
Willie!
That is a... not great.
You killed my killer whale.
9.
All you notice is that some people, as the dragon flew over, they were running, panicking, or diving out of the way. They now just seem to be looking up and slack-jawed almost, and then they drop their gaze and look around at people around them. They're no longer panicking necessarily, but that feels worse.
Yeah, that does feel worse. Cool, alright. Well, actually, can I do that as a bardic action? Has to be as a bonus action. Cool. Alright, well, we'll just counter charm, and then that'll be Carnelian's turn.
Okay. I'm going to say that from where you are, there's some holes down there underneath the sound comes
rushing
out.
Yeah, I thought that's what those holes are in the ground. I thought those were motor holes in there.
Yes, they are. 100%. Woden.
All right, bro.
So the first thing's...
What do you got?
You will get a chance to repeat the saving throw at the end of your turn to resist the charm.
Okay.
I'm going to read this directly from Malevolent Presence. A creature charmed in this way fixes on another creature or object that the dragon mentally chooses and must, on each of its turns, move as close as it can to that target and use its action to make a melee attack against it. If the dragon doesn't choose a weapon, it should choose a target. Hey, you've got a Carnelian near you.
I also have a longbow.
Yeah, you're going to have to drop that and pull out a melee weapon of some description.
What? So it wouldn't be an unarmed strike?
Does it say it has to pull out a melee weapon?
It says a melee attack against it.
That's an unarmed strike.
An unarmed strike can be a melee attack.
You're not proficient with it. I think it's charmed. It's not anything. So you would be acting on it as if someone had asked you to do something for them and you'd agreed. If you were to try to melee attack someone as Woden, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't punch them. Do you have a melee weapon on you? Knife, dagger, anything like that?
I have a knife.
He wouldn't have to drop the longbow, though, if it's a one-handed weapon.
I will make that concession. You can keep the longbow in your hand, but you will have to draw... If you've got a melee weapon, you'll have to draw it. Otherwise, you'll have to try and punch Carnelian.
It's okay.
Oof.
He's got haste.
He's going to have to attack me with his strength score.
That is true.
Okay, so...
Unless he's got a dagger.
I'll just take this away.
His dex isn't that much of a
hand. Yeah,
actually, what would be...
Now, it does say make a melee attack against it. It doesn't say anything about multi-attack or anything like that, so I'm going to assume it is just a single attack.
Watch out, Carnelian.
Just imagine.
Watch him crit, like the one time.
Yeah.
Watch him crit.
He's been, the one time he's been charmed, watch him crit.
Can you imagine this, though? You've got this warlock that's floating there in midair, tracing this dragon with a bow, and he just lowers it, stares at... Carnelian, I'm just going to imagine, floats like Magneto towards him.
Just
tries to shank. You got a dagger, do you?
I do have a dagger, yeah.
You pull your dagger and go for the shank.
Okay, so I don't get any sweet bonuses because it's not... What's one to hit?
Shouldn't it show you when you equip it?
Yeah, I might have to equip it.
Should be like plus 6? Or maybe plus 7?
No, plus 4.
Plus 4, yeah. Natural 20.
6 plus 4. Here we go. 10.
It does not hit.
Okay, so Carnelian, you notice as you're playing this song, just at the last moment, that a floating warlock with a yeti billowing cloak and giant hat is looming behind you with a dagger. Kind of like one of those tomboys from from Final Fantasy. Tries to shiv you, and you step out of the way smartly. Would enroll me a another wisdom save to try and break the charm.
Advantage!
Yep.
Wisdom save.
Those are little Tonberries.
Yeah, Tonberry, that's the name of it. Tomboys.
Tomboys.
18.
18, okay. After you try and give Carnelian the good old prison hello, you snap to.
Continues aggressively playing music at him. Yeah. Just like holds the like the bow and the thing up like a cross.
I'm just thinking of that the Road to El Dorado, the aggressive playing.
Yeah, like when he drops the bow and starts like plucking at the violin.
You snap out of it and you realize that you had been affected by this presence. I will let you know, you cannot be affected by this presence now for the next 24 hours.
Hell yeah.
Does that apply to the people who made the save?
It does. If a creature's saving throw is successful, all the effect ends for it.
Nice.
So you guys are all immune to its presence. Well done.
Yeah. Nice. I just made effective use out of the rarest used bard ability in the game.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay. That means after Woden is Horatio's turn.
Okie dokie. I am going to...
Artichokey.
So I'll say keep it up. Marshall, you were so close. Next one's on. I can feel it. And I'm going to run 30 feet, get between everyone. I think I was 30. Let's double check.
Just for the people at home, all of the players have been from the parapets, and they're starting to move towards the gate. Above the gate, there's this sort of murder hole and arrow slits. So they're all sort of moving into this sort of inner section.
Yeah, so I move 30 feet from the western parapet where I was with Sveta through the walkway to the area sort of immediately above the gate.
Yep.
That's where Carnelian and Woden are currently. And then that puts me 30 feet within all three of them, and I will cast Bleath.
Yeah, so many buffs this game.
Just got to try and just support the troops.
Support the troops.
So Bleath, you're all Bleath.
All right. I'm gonna. So, is that three creatures or four?
At first level, I'm casting it, so three.
Three. Okay, so that's everyone else other than you. Okay.
Yeah, not me.
Okay, I shall pop a little token on everyone to indicate the blessed nature of all of you.
Damn. Warden got fly, haste, and bless.
Yeah.
We stacking these buffs.
You may need
it. If only I could roll.
You may need it.
That's what bless is for.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Horatio?
Still nervous.
No, that's my 30 feet of movement, so I'm just going to, just at this moment, be in the hallway.
Sveta.
How high up is it?
It is, I'm going to say, so it's 20 feet up on the care, so it's probably another 20 feet above that. So 20 feet in the air. It swooped down right over the top of you.
Okay, I'm probably just going to have a really boring turn. And in the distance, my moonbeam will move 60 feet closer.
Now,
so it's 60 feet out.
Question.
Yes.
Is that you can choose who targets it as it moves over them?
No, it strikes without prejudice.
So, all right. I'm just thinking.
Oh, that was close. Yeah. Finishes him off.
All these people. There is a row of people, but how much movement can you?
So it is 120 feet out.
Okay.
So yeah. It's going to move 60 feet. So it's 60 feet closer to me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so it doesn't...
It's not near anyone just yet. I've calculated for the injuries that are down there. Right.
Collateral damage has been kept to a minimal. Yeah. Okay.
I will shine a spotlight on someone. Probably the dragon, but if there's people in the way, I will.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm done.
You're done. Another volley of bolts from the militiamen, and I'm going to give, because it's second round running now, that militiaman one more attempt at a shot at this dragon.
He's got to redeem himself in front of Horatio.
I wish Bard Song was still a thing. I'd love to give all the militiamen like plus one or plus two to hit.
You can do it.
It's so like when you have like 10 people on your side and you're a bard and you're just like everybody gets a little bit of bonus.
The light on his crossbow remains too because it's not concentration. It just lasts an hour.
I'm gonna let you know. He hits exactly.
Yeah.
Nice one, crossbowman.
Nice Marshall.
Big K's got you.
Big K's got you.
Yeah,
he hits exactly. Wow, okay. That's going to be a d8. Ooh, near max damage, but it isn't magical, so I'm going to have to half that. So another bolt does strike true, and it doesn't seem to affect it too much, but it does deal some damage.
All counts.
Okay. It is the dragon's turn, and the dragon pulls up from the back of the care and starts wheeling around. It goes another 190 feet, 180 feet, as it's pulling up towards the skies. And you can see it start to make a big, wide, sweeping turn. So I'm going to say it's now 50 feet in the air, and another, I would say from where you guys are now, I'm going to say it's 200 feet in the air. 50 feet in the air, 200 feet away.
Can you come back?
Sorry, no. I just wanted to confirm where it was. So it's remained above the castle, or it's continued to fly north?
It's continued to fly north. So it's now well past the northern end of the castle. Okay. And it's starting to wheel in a very wide circle.
Okay.
The other civilians start picking themselves up. I'm going to say, good use of counter charm. I was originally going to do some fun thing where brothers were hitting brothers. Because how far could we, how long could we look at each other down the barrel of these shivs?
Thanks, Johnny.
What?
But I'm going to say that the counter charm is effective at letting all the civilians break free from their charm.
Wow,
and they
nice.
Start rushing towards the care to try and get inside as fast as possible. I think that's a fair little bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just happened there.
Awesome.
Saving lives.
You did legitimately save lives there, all of you.
Except me, I tried to shank Carnelian.
I'm going to be coming towards them.
So. Well, yeah. It's all right, you missed. Anyway, Carnelian, this is your turn.
It's okay, I knew you with this. Just like someone stalks up behind Carnelian with a knife, he turns around like, oh, it's just her.
It's just Woden.
It's just Woden.
Carnelian, deep down, I never thought I'd hit you either.
The wand of web that you have, as it's coming back through, try and like cast a web in its flight path so that it'll collide with the web as it's going over the courtyard. So like ready in action to cast a web as it's moving.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to get, I wanted to hit it that turn because it was 20 feet above and I could attach it to the castle, but didn't get to act.
So
thanks, Callan.
You don't have to anchor the web. It just, the web disappears a turn afterwards if you don't anchor it.
Okay.
But yeah, Carnelian is just going to be like, and this is how you use the web. He's going to spend his turn being like, finer points of using the web spell.
Impromptu webless.
And then I'll give a bardic inspiration to work.
On top of bless. Oh my god.
Oh wow. Add it to the list.
Unstoppable.
So a ethereal whiteboard does pull up, and you can see a little diagram as if someone's doing some sort of sports play. And when he does this, the web comes out here, and then you hit him cross over the dragon.
And I'll use my action on the turn to aid another, so he can have advantage on one attack roll.
Okay.
Wow.
Stacking advantage on advantage so that Andy can roll like a normal regular. Woden, is your turn. Sorry, I had to say it.
All right. So
now you have advantage. So depending on your range, that will cancel out disadvantage if you are rolling against a disadvantage and let you roll flat. Just so you remember the rules for advantage disadvantage. Doesn't matter how many advantages or disadvantages stack. As long as you have one of each, they cancel out and you can roll flat.
Okay. Carnelian, I don't know why I tried to stab you, but let's never speak of this again. You'd better take this knife from me.
Thank you.
And Woden will fly off. I think I have 120 feet hasted.
Okay.
So
there he goes.
I'm going to go back to my 20 feet above the castle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go maybe... I just want to go to like the other far parapet.
Yep.
So I'm still 20 feet above the ground. I'm going to try and gauge the dragon's flight path on the way back. Would where I move to at the back of the castle put me within...
About 180 feet or so. So this, dear viewers, this dragon flies overhead and just right behind it, a laser from the sky starts tracing towards it. And then this flying Pope man with a Yeti cloak starts chasing it with a bow as well. After getting an impromptu little like sports chat down the bottom.
Chat.
Okay.
Team huddle.
So I've got the wand out after Carnelian's game plan.
Yep.
And with... I'll shunt the crossbow out of existence. Sorry, the longbow out of existence.
Okay.
Got the wand in one hand. With the other, I'll hold an Eldritch Blast. Oh, no, I can't hold two things, can I?
You can...
No.
No, you can't hold two actions.
You can't hold two actions, no. But you can... Yeah, you have to choose one or the other. But you can have the wand in one hand and you can ready a spell in the other as long as the hand is free. And typically wands can also be used as spell focuses.
Okay, usually. So if it was 200 feet from us, I have 120 feet of movement. Could I get within 120 feet of the dragon too?
So from where you were, it was about 100 feet to the back of the castle, and then it was another 180 feet from there.
Right.
So moving your full complement of 120 movement would put you within about 180 feet. As you skim over the parapets, as they're about 20 feet tall.
Okay. Well, stay where I am on the map there, and I will just hold web as it's coming back.
Horatio, your turn.
Okay. Blessed it is indeed. Oh, you... Just FYI too, Sveta, the guidance dropped when I did bliss.
That's okay.
So, yeah, just to... Probably already knew that, but just to confirm. This is a great... I don't think there's a great deal I can do. I might just... I am not in a bad spot, because I can sort of help whoever needs it. I might just stare at my... Actually, no, I will use my action. I'll take a leaf out of Carnelian's book, watching him. And I'll call out to my companions, Sveta and Carnelian. Who of you is going to make an attack next? I'll give you a little bit of help.
I don't have much in that can reach him.
Okay.
I'm going to be trying to cast spells more than attack.
Okay, so how does aid work in that case?
How close do you need to be for aid another to work?
You need to be next to them.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can aid anyone that you can basically get to.
So, what I mean is, would aid assist someone who's casting a spell? What exactly does aid do?
Oh, it allows you to roll advantage on something like an attack or an attack roll. Check. So if the spell is a spell attack roll, that would count. But if the spell is a spell save, that would.
Okay. Would that be of benefit to you, Sveta?
Not for me either.
We might just have to just hang 10, I think.
You got a guiding bolt in somewhere in there?
Nope.
No.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. Yeah, actually, if you... This might be what you're doing, but yeah, I would like to just watch it fly if I can. Like, spend my turn just observing its flight pattern.
Okay, yeah, roll a perception check and roll an insight check.
All right, perception is 18.
Okay.
Insight is 13.
13. Okay. No, I'm not going to say the second thing. The one thing you do notice, that was a good perception check. That dragon, which you can see in your hand.
We've got a real one here in the real studio. One here.
Oh god, it's real!
It's got mad hips.
As I described before, it started wheeling in a wide turn, and you realize as you're watching it, it's too wide for it to come back on a return path. It's heading west, northwest, and appears to be heading directly for town. Doesn't appear to be returning to the care at all. And there are still people streaming up from the town towards the care.
Okay, I'll just cry out. It's not flying back to the care, it's turning to the town. I'll just cry that out. I don't know what else I can do.
Okay. Sveta?
How far away is it?
From you?
Yes, please.
Probably, it looks like it's about 280 feet. And then another 50 feet up.
Okay. Because I had a spell prepared. Like, I had a spell on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had it. But I also want to say, like, either a history check or a perception if I saw it. Is there any metal on this dragon, considering it was in a forge?
Sure. Do a perception check as it flew over. We'll do a good old retro perception check.
21.
Bam.
You have very good eyesight. Your senses are keen. All your life, your senses have been great. Your smell, your sight, your hearing. As it flew by, all you could see was Shardalan. This creature is made and constructed purely from Shardalan.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit as it may be, what do you do with that information?
This dragon eat Shardalan.
Dude, I wish. Alright, I'm gonna drop the moonbeam. It's just gonna disappear. It's useless. It's probably gonna recharge its batteries. I can't risk it. Stupid.
This wasn't stupid.
No, yeah, it was.
Mr. Bean, though, he's still there.
He's gone. He's dead. Every 60 feet or so, as it's chasing another bean.
Another bean. Around,
just like a man hovering.
Surely she's still got famous druid spell Conjure Bean.
I would like to use a spell that I've got prepared called Earthbind.
Okay.
And what that does is I can choose one creature within range and it has a 300-foot range.
Okay. Before you continue, does the creature have to be on the ground or touching the earth?
No.
Okay.
The target must succeed on a strength saving throw or its flying speed, if any, is reduced to zero of the spell's duration. An airborne creature affected by the spell safely descends.
What?
Wow. So it's just going to be like...
It's a spell specifically designed to stop flying things.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
So it descends at 60 feet per round until it reaches the ground. It doesn't say like it can't do stuff while it's there, but it does need to make a strength saving throw.
Okay, now, I will let you know, because I'll roll this. What's the DC? 15. Okay. This is not impossible, but it does have a very good strength save. I'll let you know. Not impossible.
It's the only thing that'll reach him.
It's okay. I'm just letting you know, but I really, really like that.
I just want to imagine it's like two yellow beams that go and just grab him gently and take him in like a little aeroplane.
Does the creature still get affected if it makes the save?
If it succeeds, I've got another image in my head of how this plays out. This will wait and see.
It's fine. No, it won't work otherwise. Okay.
It is. It's not a high. It's a low percentage chance play, but I really like it. I think it's really good. Kudos.
Be shit. Channel your inner Woden.
Unfortunately, Woden is not in my dice throwing arms today.
Oh man.
What'd you get?
16 on the die.
Fuck you.
No, for something like that, you gotta try.
Yeah. Like, I really respect that play. You 100% knew that this thing's probably got a decent strength save, decent con save, and you just throw in the kitchen sink at it. I respect that.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, the Earthbind does not take effect, and the dragon continues its flight path. It's its turn.
Hey, what did you picture?
I pictured 1,000 Mr. Beans hanging off it and dragging it down to Earth.
Erupting from the Earth, masses of beans start forming over its wings. Unfortunately, they can't hold on. They fall off.
They're forming a bean tower.
It's a beanstalk!
Oh, no. What was the movie like? A whole bunch of bad guys created the one big bad guy. It was like an animation movie. Maybe it was like Megamind or something. They just created one big... But it's just one big Mr. Bean made out of Mr. Bean.
The only thing I can think of is that Path of Neo video game where they didn't want to do the ending of The Matrix, so they just had all the Agent Smiths form into a giant Agent Smith. But
was there something like that in the Japanese style Batman like animated movie?
Maybe Batman
they were all made of something. I can't remember though.
There's a few.
That was like one of those when the Transformers used to combine and make a super duper transform.
Oh, like Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Power Rangers.
Well, the Power Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Voltron's the old school one. Although it's been brought back.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, the dragon, now very clearly from what Horatio's warning has been, doesn't continue to sweep around and come back towards the care. It appears to continue heading towards the town, directly towards the uphill climb, and starts lowering down and descending to land. Looks like this dragon has other designs than just what's on the care. And we're going to find out what they are. Next week on Reflex Save.
Townsfolk.
Wait, I have a girlfriend?
Yeah,
sorry,
is it like
the girl?
There is the first baby Diplodocus was called Andrew, and I thought that was fun.
Oh. First baby Diplodocus?
Like skull that they found. Oh. Sorry, preface. I missed the most important part.
The implications.
Hey there, adventurer! Get ready to embark on an epic journey with Mythcraft RPG. Mythcraft is the ultimate TTRPG system and universe brought to you by the Homebrew Network in partnership with Quasi Real Publishing. With one of the most robust character creation systems on the market, you'll have the power to design and play your dream character in a huge, narratively rich universe. Choose from 14 lineages, 11 classes, countless occupations and profession options, and a ton of talents. Discover endless intriguing and unique combinations to create your perfect hero. And the best part? You'll get a new option for your character with a new talent point every level. Mythcraft needs your support to make this happen. Check out the Kickstarter at mythcraftrpg.com and get ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Mythcraft RPG Kickstarter is open until April 19th, and you won't want to miss out on this thrilling journey. Let's do this! That's mythcraftrpg.com.